Here to Help, written by Matthew Stott. Episode 1, The Big Check.
All right, click play.
This is so exciting, I might throw up just like bleh, all over the keyboard. Can you imagine?
Yes, please don't do that.
Okay, here we go. T-minus 10 seconds. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 9, 9, 9, 9.
Please, God, just press play.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Computer blast off!
Hi, I'm Jane Jones, founder of the Here to Help Foundation. Thank you for stopping by our website. I was brought up in a rich household with many fine linens, 3 televisions per room, and all the swan I could eat. But was I happy? Well, yes, a great deal of the time I was, but also I wasn't. For a while, I experimented with drugs and booze and handsome men. I joined a cult, but none of it silenced the voice. Give back. Give back. Give back, it seemed to be saying, sort of in the voice of James Earl Jones for some reason. So I formed Here to Help, a foundation dedicated to helping everyone, not just sick kids or Africans or dogs with AIDS, everyone, because I believe to focus on one cause is selfish.
Wow. I look good. I mean, I look really good.
And the ad itself was...
How amazing did I look, Zoe? I mean, just don't be shy. Just tell me. Just come right out with it. I can take it.
Yeah, I refuse to take part in your ego party.
I know, like a supermodel. I think I've just found my new screensaver. Hi, guys. Exciting day today.
Woo, 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 woo.
Actually, I haven't said what the exciting news is yet, Mel.
Sorry, Jane. Going off half-cocked again. Keep it together, Mel. Come on.
What's up? Has Carl's surgeon finally found a suitable penis donor?
Oh, I mean, come on, Zoe. That's pretty funny.
Joke's on you two. My undercarriage is in fully working order. Requisite number of testes? Deuce. The whole kit caboodle.
Right. Anyway, so...
Thick, luxuriant bush.
Good! Anyway, well, it's arrived. The big charity check is here. We're going to be presenting it to the Homeless Cats Home later in front of the local press. Trez, exciting. Until then, Mel, I am going to entrust this big charity check into your safekeeping.
Really?
Do you think you can handle it?
I will guard this with my life.
Great!
I will literally kill anyone who comes within 2 feet of this check. I will tear them apart with my hands and throw their guts out the window.
Okay, well, that's psychotic, so don't do that.
Okay.
Hello, hi. Oh, it's a big check.
Come anywhere near this check and I will murder you.
Whoa, whoa, Mel, go to your happy place.
I'm in my happy place.
Here it is, Paul, my private office. Sit down, sit down.
Thanks.
So, what do you think of the me cave?
I think there are a lot of pictures of naked men everywhere and... just like loads of them.
I'm an art lover, and to me, the male form is art. I mean, apart from fat guys, because that's gross, am I right?
Okay, yep.
Sorry about Mel earlier. She's great, just a little over-enthusiastic. I mean, absolutely nothing to be completely terrified about.
Right, is she still watching me?
Yes, actually, she is giving you quite a strong glare through the window.
Just make your move, I'm waiting.
I'll just... There we go. So, Paul, are you ready to give your all to help others?
Not ready.
That's the attitude I was hoping for. Honestly, there's no feeling like it. Just putting yourself out there to bring a little happiness to others. I tell you, it gets me stiff as a broom handle.
Oh, that's really weird to say that. It's not an image I want up there buzzing around.
Good.
Just do it, Carl.
Get that camera out of my face.
It's for the website promo vids. Jane says she wants us all up there. Believe me, the last thing I want to do is record your image on tape. I've seen The Ring.
Oh, do me instead. Please, please, please.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Mel and I love working here. I love it!
Indoor voice, Mel.
Sorry, it's just helping others. I'm so passionate about it. So passionate! Jane is like the mother I never had. The mother I do have hasn't spoken to me in 3 years because I'm a huge disappointment. Because I forgot to turn the gas off, causing her house to burn down twice. I just have the worst memory since I almost drowned that time.
Kind of veering off track, Mel.
One time I shoplifted a lot of beef, mostly by accident, though I also did intend to do it.
You're now just ploughing into innocent bystanders.
I'm lying. It wasn't beef. It was pornography and later some ham. 5 years I've been carrying that secret. Feels good to get it out.
Okay, then.
How was that? I'm a bit camera shy, so...
It was great, Mel. I am going to leave out almost all of that, though.
OK.
Just a bit really weird.
Yeah.
OK, everyone, it's time to unmask our mystery man. This is Paul! And he's here serving his court-mandated community service!
Don't say that.
Yeah, Jane, I'm not comfortable working alongside a criminal. What if he tries to shiv me?
Shiv?
Yeah, meaning to pierce my skin, flesh or organs with a sharp and metallic implement.
I promise I will not try to shiv you.
There you go.
Oh, the criminal made a promise. Well, why don't I just roll over and expose my soft underbelly, eh?
So what despicable act did you carry out?
I'd really rather not say.
That's okay. We don't need to know.
You must have asked.
No, I don't believe in people's pasts, only their presents. Otherwise, I'd have brought up all of Carl's public urination misdemeanours, like, ages ago.
Hey.
Oh, Carl's secret public urination misdemeanours. My bad. Sorry, Carl.
I have a peanut bladder. It's a legitimate medical condition.
My granddad pees into a bag.
Oh, has he got a colostomy?
No.
Okay, so Paul, this is your desk. Feel free to customise it and make it really homely, although do try to avoid visible swear words.
Why would I stick swear words to my desk?
Yes, Carl, why would you?
I'd accidentally inhaled a crazy amount of fumes that morning.
Really just raises more questions.
Okay, new puppy in the pound. Let's not give him the wrong idea. We are all really a big happy family. Actually, Bagsy, I'm the funky auntie.
Oh, what am I?
Pet Labrador?
No, she's really more of a giant insane koala.
Okay, Paul is going to be here helping out a couple of days a week until he's served his time allotted to him for his criminal behaviour. Although, hopefully, he'll agree to stay on after that. What do you say, Paul? We could really use the extra help.
I will definitely not be doing that.
Great sense of humour! I want you all to treat him like he's one of the family, because that's what he is now. He's like the handsome brother I've never had, which is lucky, because it means if you and I do ever actually get together, it won't be incest!
Oh, good. That is a relief.
Bum.
What?
That was one of Carl's table swears. And fuck.
Mel!
You know, Paul, you look familiar somehow. Where do I know you from?
Nowhere. You know me from nowhere.
Paul, I'm sorry for saying I'd murder you. Don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I do remember. It was literally only 5 minutes ago.
I've definitely seen you somewhere.
Nope, no you haven't.
I'm Dean's number two.
Yes, she's my big number two.
That's how I've always thought of her.
Really? Oh, wow, you don't know what that means to me.
By number two, I was taking advantage of the phrase's duality of meaning to intimate she's like fecal matter.
Okay.
From an anus.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh my God, it's you!
Who?
It's Mobility Scooter Man.
I don't know what you've been talking about.
You're Mobility Scooter Man.
What's a Mobility Scooter Man?
There he is, our new co-worker, formerly an annoying child soap star, currently the burnt-out, booze-soaked criminal in our midst, going the wrong way up a motorway on YouTube aboard a mobility scooter.
Oh, got it! You were in Emmerdale!
You got me.
Well, I have no idea who you are, because I don't own a TV set. Yeah, that's right. I believe they emit radiation that can make a man impotent in his sex organs.
Oh, this is fantastic!
Just fantastic. Thank you so much, Zoe.
Hey, I am here to help, aren't I? It says so at the top of my notepaper.
Boobs. That was another table swear. There was a picture too.
You know, we could use this to our advantage. Get some extra publicity.
Oh, I don't think that's a good idea.
Your notoriety. The former child star in terminal pathetic decline.
What do you mean pathetic?
Who's linked up with Here to Help for a shot at redemption. It's like a movie.
Not the one I saw. It had a shark in it.
I'm not interested in doing that, Jane. It's a nice idea, but I'm really not looking for any kind of redemption.
Oh, you could present the cheque today. The big charity cheque. Oh, yes, the press will be here. This is like fate.
Are you listening at all to the words coming out of my mouth?
Exactly. Oh, it'll be perfect. Ooh, we have so much to plan. Mel, to the me cave.
Right behind you.
Jane? Jane? Arses.
Oh, yeah, that was on the desk too.
Adjacent to balls. Man balls.
Okay, have you googled it? Yep, that's the one. Emmerdale, yeah. On the mobility scooter, YouTube sensation, drugs, the whole lot. Really? Oh, well, yes, definitely. You have my word. Okay, bye, toodles. See you later. Bye.
Mwah. Oh, what is it? What is it, Jane?
Oh, it's just nothing. Carol at the local paper saying that having Paul involved in the ceremony might be something that interests the national press.
Women, look at them in there, hugging. That's a danger sign.
Yeah, it's like ancient Greece all over again.
It's scientifically proven by my uncle that this is how it starts. Before you know it, Jane's going to be sporting a crew cut and espousing the merits of the latest KD Lang record.
Before it starts, you know you can say the word lesbian, Carl.
Nope, no I can't.
Is there any way of talking Jane out of using me?
I'm afraid not, notorious P-A-U-L. I'll use that.
Don't give me a nickname.
Hey, say, Paul, where'd you buy that mobility scooter? I've been thinking about investing in one for my housebound mother.
I didn't buy the mobility scooter, okay, Carl? It wasn't mine. Why would I own a mobility scooter?
Oh, ha 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 ha! Good one, sir. I suppose you just stole it from some poor, heartbroken elderly person, did you? You sickened me, Paul. Right to the depths of my urethra.
This is so good for us. So good!
Indoor voicemail.
Sorry, I'm just so... Oh,
uh-oh's never good.
Now, what are you doing?
Nothing, no need to worry, I'm not even here.
Hey, I demand to see a warrant before you expose my drawers.
What is all the noise?
It's gone.
What's gone?
What was left of Mel's sanity?
Check, big check, charity check, gone.
It's gone?
No, Jane, I think she means stolen.
Why would anyone steal a giant's charity check?
Or, to put it another way, why would anyone steal a giant charity check?
Yes! What did I say?
Isn't it a coincidence that Paul, the famous criminal, starts working here and only mere hours later an oversized check is stolen? Only I don't believe in coincidence.
I seem to remember you hanging around Mel's desk like a bad smell.
Come on, that's just a coincidence.
Are you accusing me of stealing a giant novelty check?
On the nose, sir.
A giant novelty check that I would have no conceivable way to turn into money.
Oh, he's a wily one, trying to bamboozle us of his tricks de patois. Who's your fence, thiefy? Answer me.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Is anyone here against the idea of torture?
Only every country who abides by the Geneva Convention.
Well, this ain't Geneva, baby. This is England's own old stone. Maybe you should have paid attention in geography class.
You're an idiot, Carl.
Maybe.
Hey, hi. Yeah, it's Jane Jones here from Here to Hell. How are things over at the Homeless Cat Home? Great! So what are the chances of switching this event until a week from today? Oh, fantastic! Thanks! Toodles! Yeah, that was a no.
This is all my fault. All my fault!
No, come on, Mel. I mean, you're right. It is actually all your fault. That is 100% true, but...
I'm so stupid! So stupid!
Just have a little think. Where did you last see it?
Okay, I'm thinking.
Think, Mel.
I'm thinking.
Think, Mel.
I'm thinking.
Think, Mel.
Oh,
yes! Go for it!
In my imagination.
Okay, that does not help me even slightly.
Hey, have you seen the...
Oh, you found it! Tell me you found it!
Oh, clearly. Yeah, I'm holding it right now. Only it seems to have turned invisible. Annoying.
But at least you have it. Now all we have to do is reverse the invisibility spell. Phew!
Yeah, I think that Zoe was doing some of her sarcasm, Mel.
But that's the same tone she used when she complimented my new hairdo.
Oh, yeah. But that time, I meant it.
Thought so. No way a self-inflicted mullet with frosted tips wouldn't compliment me.
I promised them a massive check that you could, like, see from space. I can't present them a normal size check in front of all those cameras. I'll look ridiculous. I mean, obviously, like, really, like, good and hot, but, like, ridiculous.
Stupid Mel. Stupid!
Oh, Mel, come back.
She's quick for her size. Sort of like the boulder in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
This was our big chance for some national exposure, and now the tits are up.
Enter the hero.
Carl?
Fear not, Jane. I've got this one covered. Whew. Paul, quite the awful business, all of this.
Yeah, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, losing an essentially worthless piece of large cardboard must surely be an 8 or maybe even a 9, Carl.
Ha! Terrific sense of humour.
Thank you.
Quite the awful business. You know, I probably would have stolen it myself if you hadn't.
Yeah, well, I didn't steal it. I think I've already made that clear.
Right, yeah, of course. But between me and you, where did you put it? And could you answer loudly, clearly, and into the right portion of my chest? There's no need for suspicion.
Carl, why do you have a dictaphone running in your pocket?
I'm an innocent pawn, Paul! Please do not shiv me!
Hi. Have either of you seen Mel?
Strange girl, about yay high?
Yes.
Ran out of your office earlier in frantic tears?
Yes.
Smells a lot like burnt hair?
Yes!
No, sorry, I haven't seen her.
Jane, could we talk about this presentation thing?
Oh, God. Right, okay, don't panic, anyone, but I think Mel might be about to kill herself.
Oh, why?
Because she's just sent me a text saying she's about to kill herself.
That could mean almost anything.
To the roof! my God, Mel, get away from the roof edge.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Paul and Carl.
Hello.
Melanie.
What do you think you're doing?
Sorry, it's just I thought I might try jumping off.
Ah! Okay, calm down, everybody. Absolutely nobody freak out. Just calm down, Carl!
Sure, whatever.
Look, I don't really know you, Mel, and you did threaten to murder me earlier, but I think that killing yourself would probably be a bad idea.
Yes, what he said, yes!
Especially as we're two stories up. Rather than perish, you'd probably just hurt yourself incredibly.
Okay, that's not helping.
This is what I deserve, Jane. I've let you all down again, and this time the whole country's going to see it.
No! Well, I mean, yes, actually, that is in fact totally true. But I forgive you.
No, I don't deserve your forgiveness. My mum's right. I'm just a useless fudge brain with an unusual odour who's fit for nothing. You'd all be better off without me.
No, that's not true. She's wrong, Mel. Your mum is wrong. We would all be loads worse off without you. This place needs every piece it has, or it's not a whole. It won't function.
Well, what do you mean?
Okay, Carl here, he keeps the place afloat. I am absolutely terrible with money. I mean, just awful.
It's true. She has the monetary grasp of a big fat donkey.
Yes! Which is why it's actually really lucky that I've just got stacks of the stuff. But even with all that cash, if it wasn't for Carl's way with accounts, we'd all have been out of work, like, ages ago. And then there's Zoe. Funny, weird Zoe, who's so full of skills and abilities she doesn't even realise she has. She is just the smartest person I know.
Well, that I take umbrage with.
And Paul here. Well, I mean, obviously I don't really know him that well, and from what I've read online, he ends many, many nights in a pool of his own sad, pathetic puke.
What?
But I'm sure he has loads of fine qualities that we can definitely utilise.
Thanks.
But you, Mel, you're the most important of all. You're my rock. And what would this place be without you in it? What would I be? We need you.
Really?
Of course, right, guys?
Oh, yeah. Probably. I don't really know.
Sounds unfortunately accurate to me.
So what do you say? Will you step away from the roof edge?
Would you say we were friends?
Of course! Best friends! We're best friends!
Okay, hug time!
Oh, careful!
Ha! My uncle's never wrong.
You know, that was actually pretty impressive.
Thanks, Paul. Mel, I really need to breathe.
Sorry!
And it was all true, wasn't it? You meant every word.
Of course!
Huh.
Where have you all been? The phones have been going crazy.
We had a call.
Almost.
Sorry, Zoe. They were up on the roof stopping me from jumping off.
Oh, okay then.
Look, this is all very touching in a way that makes me want to vomit like a twitchy volcano, but we still haven't got the cheque.
No, we don't. But that's okay. There will be other times to shine.
I think I may be able to help you there. Take a look at this website footage I'm editing. Spot anyone familiar in the background, check in hand.
Mel, that's you!
Oh, I remember! Follow me!
Go, Mel, go! The cheque! Oh my God, it is literally the most beautiful thing I have ever seen. And actually, I met George Clooney once at a benefit for gay moles, so...
I remember. I hid it for safekeeping whilst I was on the loo. I put it in the spare cubicle to avoid any splashback spoiling the cheque.
Good thinking, Mel.
Then I got distracted with a difficult solids delivery and forgot.
Okay, too much information now, Mel.
Paul. Peter the L. Yep. I would like to take this opportunity to apologise personally to you.
That's fine.
For pointing this finger at you. I'm taking this finger away.
It's okay, Carl.
While I'm at it, I'm going to apologise. I'm going to come right out and say it for the rather stiff email I sent your probation office. Saying they should send you to Alcatraz.
Slightly less okay.
So this is what it feels like to do good. I feel sort of nauseous.
Yeah, that passes.
So I suppose I'm back to presenting this thing.
Yep, you are one of us now.
One of us!
Right, okay, well, let me take a look at it then.
Here.
What did I warn you?
Oh, what would you do?
Mel!
She's actually biting me!
Go to your
place! Go to
your happy
place!
We're a team. We work for each other as a unit so we can work for you. I feel like everyone who works here is a family member, but better than a family member because you want to be with them 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, without wanting to cave their skulls in, mostly. I'm Jane Jones and this is my team. We're here to help.
Here to Help was written and directed by Matthew Stott. Starred Isabel Fay as Jane, Lizzie Dakin as Mel, Sarah Campbell as Zoe, Stuart Laws as Paul, and David Russell as Carl. Here to Help was a ComedyBurble.com production and was recorded with the assistance of TurtleCanyonMedia.com and TurtleCanyonComedy.com. Here to Help.